information service for appropriate technology in association with the Development Technology Center in Zimbabwe present
Making It Work.
Connecting you with people across Africa who know how to solve some of your basic problems. In this program,
how to make money out of oilseed. Today we take a look at how a community in Zimbabwe has managed to make money and eat healthier through oil pressed from sunflowers. My name is George Msumba.
And I'm Brenda Moyo. If you're interested in the topic we're talking about today, please remember that we will give you an important address at the end of the program, so have a pen and paper ready. George has just returned from Mutoko, the land of the granite domes and mango trees in the Mashonaland district of Zimbabwe. There, he met some people who are making a living from making oil for themselves and their community.
Mutoko is part of rural Zimbabwe, located about 120 kilometers from Harare, the capital city of this southern African country. It is also on the route to Mozambique through the Nyamapanda border post. Everywhere you look, you see large granite mountains. Most of Zimbabwe's mangoes are harvested from Mutoko. My journey, though, was not to taste the sweet fruit, but to see the people of Kwaedza Oil Pressing Cooperative, who have found a simple method to produce cooking oil from sunflowers.
Cooking oil makes cooking much easier. The problem is quite often that oil in the shops can be very expensive. The sunflower plant is grown in many parts of Africa and sold to big companies for processing. The oil is then sold back to the same people who grew the sunflowers in the first place for a price much higher than what the seeds were sold for. Some rural people have a problem even getting to the traders where they can buy the oil. And when they do get the oil, it finishes quickly because of the need to feed a lot of people. We can all understand that large families are part of our culture.
This is why statistics show that the use of cooking oil in rural Africa is very low. But are you aware that it is possible to make your own oil, even without electricity or machines that are difficult to use?
We always thought that we could never make oil without electricity. In our minds, we thought that it was only the European who could make oil. Little did we know that we could do this with our own hands, to create that clear color with our own hands.
Mrs. Christina Mupaya is part of a group known as the Kwaedza Oil Pressing Cooperative, which is based at Rukau Center in Mutoko District. When I arrived at Rukau Center, I was met by the women of Kwaedza, who sang a song of welcome, inviting me to come and see what they were doing for their community. We moved into a large brick and zinc building, where the group introduced themselves. The building belongs to the members of Kwaedza Cooperative. Here the members hold reading classes for adults and make their own peanut butter. The group started oil pressing in 1986, working from the homestead of a member. They moved to the present site in 1992, although at that time they had not built the beautiful factory and classroom building that they have now. Kwaedza has 79 members, most of whom are women. Inside their building, I noticed many bags of sunflower stacked in a room. That is where it all starts. A 60 kg bag of sunflower seed is able to give out almost 20 bottles of oil. Normally, the Kwaedza Cooperative uses sunflower seeds harvested from their own fields. But this soon runs out and they have to buy more seeds because they use one bag every day. They can produce this much oil that quickly, only because they use the run press.
This machine is a manual oil pressing machine in which pure sunflower seed is just taken straight after harvest, and after the winnowing process, you warm it in sunshine, then you introduce it into the hopper of the machine.
It is better to dry the seed in the sun so that it can produce a large amount of oil. The hopper is a large dish into which the seed is poured. The rum press consists of three major parts. The first part is the cylinder, the first place where the seed enters. Then there is the piston, a metal rod which crushes the seed. The seed is crushed in the third part of the press, the cage. Finally, you have the handle. This controls the whole machine.
As the handle moves upwards, the piston will withdraw and allow a gap inside the cylinder for seed to fall in. Then on the downward stroke, the seed now is forced into the cage. And because of the build-up in the cage, which you do earlier on when you introduce the sunflower, the movement in the cage now will be sort of what is described as mass action, where the whole lump will be moving in one direction. And now the movement of the seed in one lump is actually will cause the crushing action.
Mr. Munyaradzi Mundava works for the Zimbabwe Oil Press Project, which makes the rum press in Zimbabwe. The method for crushing the seed is similar to the pestle and mortar that crushes your maize or groundnut.
Just like putting your groundnut seed into the mortar, you also place the sunflower into the hopper or dish above the machine. From the hopper, the seed falls into the cylinder, which is like the bottom of the mortar. Using your hands on the pestle, you raise it upwards so that it will fall on your groundnut seed with force. The groundnuts will then be crushed between the mortar and pestle. Likewise, the rum press crushes the sunflower seed between the piston and the walls of the cage when you move the handle of the press up and down. Normally, it is a very tiring task for the arms when you use the mortar and pestle. Is it the same with the rum press?
This is a simple machine which does not make my arms painful. Even at the end of the day, in the night, I do not feel any pain. Each day I produce a bucket and a half from 60 kilograms of sunflower seed.
At the moment, this machine is better than the one we had before. The old type used to need two people to work on it, but this one only needs one person. When we used the old machine, we would come in groups to replace the group which was tired from using the machine.
The rum press is made from metal parts and supported on a bed of wood. The hood acts as the cushion when the machine is in use. The actual machine itself does not take up a lot of space. The movement of the handle is similar to the up and down movement used in drawing water from a borehole.
There is a certain way, though, to move the handle up and down in order to maximize the amount of oil you get from the machine.
Usually the handle should, the cycle should be up to 14, between 14 and 16 times per minute. This will give you the maximum amount of oil. Because if you use a quicker speed, the dwell period inside the cage will be too short. Therefore, some of the seed cake will escape with the oil. So you need to use this moderate speed.
Like our pestle and mortar, we know that if the groundnuts must be crushed to a fine paste, then we have to raise the pestle higher. This means a longer stroke, and then to bring it down hard after pausing at the top of our stroke. The pause in our movement is to give us time to gather enough strength to crush the groundnuts. Likewise, with the rum press, too much speed means some sunflower seeds are not crushed. The rum press, though, is such a simple machine that the user can discover the best way to press for oil without anyone's help.
We discovered how to make the machine work best by ourselves. When we bought the machine, no one taught us anything. It's a simple machine.
The cooking oil, which is extracted from the rum press, falls into a collecting tank. Then it goes to the last stage of oil production, which is the filtering. This process is not done by the ram press. Since the oil coming out of the crushing machine takes the color of the seed, which is black, it has to be filtered to give it the golden color. The women of Kwaedza use a cloth into which the oil is poured. The chaff or bits of husk are caught in the cloth while the oil is allowed to pass through. It is put in bottles and then is ready for selling.
But oil is not the only product to come out of the ram press. The husk of the sunflower seed is pushed out of the machine through holes on the side of the cage. Through this process, the user of the machine is able to get the oil and the husks. We not only sell the oil, but we also sell the husks of the sunflower, which has been separated from the oil. We usually get 4 or 5 buckets from each sack of sunflower seed, which is pressed. We have already recovered the money used in buying the machine.
The husks are sold to poultry and pig farmers. In this way, the Kwaedza Oil Pressing Cooperative is able to make enough money to cover the cost of buying the sunflower seeds. Speaking of costs, how much did they pay for the ram press?
We bought this machine for cash because we had made a profit from the older machine we had, even though that machine was giving us problems. We bought this machine for $210.
In a moment, we will give you an address you can write to if you want to know more about the ram press. But first, let us take a look at how the press worked for the women of Kwaedza. The ram press at Kwaedza was bought 7 months ago, and they are very pleased with its performance. Siena Katsande, who works in the filtering section, explains.
Our
cooking oil is very helpful when you cook. A little oil in the pot will quickly cook your food. This is because the oil is thicker than the ones from the factory. We do not put any extras in the oil, just pure, healthy oil. We are helping the local community now. It is easier to buy from us than from the shops because it is cheaper. So more and more people are coming to us.
Before leaving Rukau Center, the women presented a report showing what they had done with the help of the ram press. Their future is full of big plans to develop themselves and their community.
They hope to put a ceiling in their building, to paint it, install a phone, dig a well, and buy furniture.
And this is just the beginning.
Right now, we have realized that our oil is not enough to reach all our customers. So we have bought another machine, which will be delivered soon. If you want more information on the ram press and how you can get it in your community, write to Making It Work, Development Technology Center, University of Zimbabwe, Box MP167, Mount Pleasant, Harare. That address again. Development Technology Center, University of Zimbabwe, Box MP167, Mount Pleasant, Harare. Finally, many thanks to the women of Kwaedza for providing the songs for today's program. Until next time, I'm Brenda Moyo.
And I'm George Msumba, reminding you that in Africa, there are many ways to make it work.
Making It Work was brought to you by ISAT in association with the Development Technology Center in Zimbabwe, produced by Radio Bridge Overseas.